Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Tom, that was a bizarre way to lose a hockey game tonight.
Oh, jeepers, it was. But you know what? You know, we didn't help ourselves with a few of those turnovers. I mean, the one Morley kid had a hat trick and two of them were unassisted goals, you know, and you just can't. It's weird. Like, again, hockey, there's going to be mistakes, fellas. There's going to be mistakes. It's just, it's amazing sometimes, again, when you make a mistake, though, people convert, you know, and then sometimes you make a mistake and you don't convert. And that's what kind of happened tonight. And, you know, they were opportunistic and you know what? You know, they won the game because of it.
Well, Friday night with, you know, at home, you try to come out and really take it to a team, particularly when they got to travel so far, and you did that. You got off to a great start.
Exactly right, Biss. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, that's what was so, you know what, that was so frustrating in the first period because we played so well. The road team typically is going to struggle Friday night, and all you want to do is just get a, you know what, just want to, hey, you know, battle and have a tie at the end of one, and, you know, you have your legs, and you get into a rhythm, and, you know what, that goal in the end of the first, it was a killer. It was a tough goal to swallow because it was just you know what, it was an ill-advised play, and they obviously found the back of the net.
You started very, very aggressive on the forecheck. They seemed to adapt and adjust a little bit as the game went on. It didn't seem to be quite as effective as it was early on, but well, you guys were smothering there the first 10 minutes.
Well, we were, and you know, we smelled blood a little bit, I thought, but the bottom line was, again, you're exactly right, near the end, we lost a step, and they were hammering pucks out, which they should have, and it was hard for us to get anything going right there, but we were playing with a lot of desperation, you know.
Well, you got a lot of power play opportunities, Tom. You cashed in on the 5-on-3, but couldn't find the net after that. Got to take advantage of those power play opportunities a little bit
Absolutely, you do, guys. There's no question. So, I mean, you do. I can't say anything different than that. You do.
Well, I'll give them a little credit. They structurally seem to be pretty good on the kill.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, we have, you know, there's a few things we have to change tomorrow. They're pretty soft. I think we have to be, you know, we have to be a little more active, I think. We have to roll a little bit more and just have a little more motion, I think, just because we want to try to get when they're soft like that, their structure is pretty good, so we got to get them out of their structure by just creating some movement and create some misdirection.
Well, as the road team, you put yourself in the opposite frame of mind from Fairbanks' position. You try to get to the third period in the hockey game. They were successful in that. And anything goes in the third period. So if you can hang around long enough, you always are in the hockey game.
Oh, absolutely. No, you know what? I mean, no, you're exactly right. And we got to find a way to close out games, and we can't. We haven't closed out games yet. And we got to win a third period. And it's been a while since we won a third period.
No time like tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thanks.
See you then. Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Nanooks win it 4-3.